For most people, summer is a chance to relax and unwind. Maybe it will be. Here's your show, episode 288, Bracing for Summer. This is the Ericast for the week of May 28, 2017.
From Ericast.com. Welcome to the Ericast.
Oh, I have to admit, I will probably never change that intro because the sound of that music that hasn't changed since 2005 and hearing Matt Goodell's voice, that still means something to me. Anyway, thanks for listening to the Ericast. Welcome to or welcome back to the show. I am your host, Eric Larson. The phone number, what is the phone number these days? 701-645-3742, I think it is. It's been just a little while since I've done this. You know, I think I'm going to steal and modify a saying from Vince Miller, a local guy who does a podcast and who has a very smooth voice. And what he says at the beginning of his podcast is that his show comes out several times a week. And I think what I'm going to do is just say the Ericast comes out several times a year. Just leave it at that. Because it used to be weekly. It's the weekly podcast that comes out about once a month. And I think I'm going to manage to do the once a month thing. If I actually get this published this week, there will be an episode in May. So we'll see how that works. Anyway, I would love some feedback from you because, as you can probably sense from the title, and emotionally I'm doing pretty well, but pragmatically and schedule-wise, this is going to be kind of interesting for how the summer unfolds. By the way, since this is always a mix of philosophizing and a smidge of technology, I'm using a new microphone. It's actually an oldish microphone, but not as old as the previous microphone. The past, you know, 2-3 years of the Ericast have been with a really, really cheap, like dirt cheap, $2 little, you know, eighth inch mini plug. I guess it's a condenser mic. I do not know enough about microphone technology, but I now have a very nice Audio Technica mic, and we'll see. We'll see what we think. What I'm noticing is it is such a nice mic. It picks up the room noise and the general house noise a little bit more than I would like. But maybe by the time we get this all compressed, it won't really matter. But yeah, so at this point, I'm actually facing the mic. I'm speaking straight into it. I'm not doing the little trick of attach the mic on a yardstick and talk past it. So we'll see if the vocal tonality of the Ericast is improved or not. Let me know what you think. 701-645-3742, spelling out 701-645-ERIC, E-R-I-C. And yeah, I was going back on some of the listener feedback, which there was some that was really, I'm not lamenting, not bitter, I'm not concerned, just reflecting. Because I've been so bad about getting the podcast out that I don't really fault you as a listener for not really getting back to me, just randomly calling in and saying, hey, are you still there? That'd be weird. But it was Steve King, about a year ago, that said, hey, I haven't been getting your podcast in the feed, which made me realize that it had dropped out of iTunes because of a couple quirky things, probably that whole byte encoding thing. Remember all that? So that's why I'm surviving and thriving with Libsyn so far. And that's going all right. I have not heard from Matt in sunny California. Sunny, not southern. As I enunciated that, it sounded a little bit like Southern California, but he's actually not in Southern California, I think. California's a long state. I should look at a map at some point and figure out where does Northern California start? It's kind of like, you know, like Minnesota, which is not as long as California, but there is a Northern Minnesota thing. But you sort of draw like a horizontal line somewhere around Duluth, maybe at least Hinckley, which is halfway between the Twin Cities and Duluth. But yeah, how far north do you have to be in Minnesota before you're in Northern Minnesota? You know, if you're up around like Ely, you're in Northern Minnesota. But I wonder how far south of Ely you could be. See, these are the kinds of things that appear at the Ericast. So what you're going to get is just a quick recap of some of the stuff that was going on this spring. And here's the theme of the episode, the reality that I work at a university and people say, oh, that's great. You must get summers off. That's so nice, et cetera, et cetera. And I usually cut them off and say, no. When you're staff at a university, summers are the busy time. So we're entering the busy season. We had graduation last week. It's a week ago. Actually, that's not true. We had commencement a week ago, and the folks that are involved in graduation and commencement will kindly point out to you that the commencement ceremony is not necessarily the same as graduating, because you don't graduate until you have all of your work in and all of your bills paid. So you can go through commencement. It doesn't mean you've actually graduated. So we didn't have graduation. We had commencement, which is interesting because commencement means like beginning. So what are you beginning if you haven't actually ended what it was that you started? We'll ponder that one later. So anyway, that means we are off and running with the summer schedule. But with our fiscal year turning over at the end of June, it also means that we're into the vacation schedule. So we're going to cram in a few vacation days, and as all my colleagues are as well. But it's going to be a busy summer. And maybe I will find the time later to talk about that, but not in this episode, because I have a piece of advice on this episode, and we're going to see what you think of that. So just a quick recap on the spring, and these are upcoming episodes if you're interested, so let me know. We've already talked about Moab in March. I have a colleague, actually, who, as we speak, is on her way to Moab in the surrounding area. So I gave her the link to that podcast, and I said, here you go. Here's the quick travelogue, and if you remember only one thing from it, make sure that you take Utah 128 down from Grand Junction to Moab, because it's very, very, very pretty, so you want to take that. So that actually got a podcast out, and that was good. In April, we went and saw a concert by Warren Nelson. This warrants one or two podcast episodes on its own, because Warren Nelson was the creator / proprietor of the Lake Superior Big Top Chautauqua, where all of my formative years in summertime were spent. That was the entertainment up at when we were up at Cornucopia. It was a big tent pitched at the base of a ski hill, but not like the base, like you drive up way up to the ski hill, but it's like then you've got like the base and then the rest of the hill. Like you don't ski down the entire hill, right? Anyway, you're not doing much with the ski hill in the summertime, so that's where they pitched this tent and had all sorts of concerts and things, which was really cool. So we could certainly talk about that, because it was very good, not interesting in a bad way, just interesting in a reflective way to see him, who I hadn't seen in years and years and years, and then drive home through Ellsworth, where I hadn't been in years, past the old diner where I took Ruth on a date, probably one of our like first dates, and it's all closed and abandoned now. So hopefully it's not a metaphor. Just kind of so some reflections on that. Then I had a couple weekends that were back-to-back men's conferences. In fact, 3 weekends, because the first one was a talk by Vince Miller, who I mentioned. So that was interesting. I mean, I got tons of notes from that, and kind of one of those conference things where you can't just go to conferences and take notes and then let it bounce off of you. You really do have to like reflect and internalize what you're learning. Otherwise, it's kind of useless, right? So we got that. Then into May, Larry Konash sent a text and said, hey, are you available to crew for a hot air balloon launch? Because the weather looks like it's going to be really good. I said, yes, absolutely. Should I bring Candela along? Because she's 13 now. She's old enough to be helpful. He said, sure. Well, he had room for Candela, so surprise to all of us, he said, hey, come on along. So Candela got her first hot air balloon flight. And I told her I had to wait 42 years for my first untethered hot air balloon flight. So that's really that, like, hey, kid, you better think that's something special. And it was super cool. So that was really neat. Then the Small Business Expo. It turns out that the Small Business Expo is actually like, it's not like a second incarnation, because it's a totally different group of people, but it is a new version of the Get Motivated seminars. It really is. I had no idea that's what I was signing up for. Well, you know how much I love Get Motivated. So that was really surprisingly cool. Plus a couple interesting stories along the way. And then now that we're in May, it turns out, just an interesting sort of tidbit, that it's we've been in our new church for almost exactly a year, like give or take a few days in there. And it's funny because every couple of weeks I bump into somebody who realizes that, and they say, I had no idea that you left Berean. So that's been good. Oak Hills has been very good to us. That was an interesting thing to reflect on and say, well, I have a feeling if we were away from Oak Hills for a year, someone might check in with us. So that tells you something right there. But on the other hand, we certainly know a lot more people and have a lot more friendships and connections with the old crew from Berean. So that's been something I've reflected on. So that's kind of where I'm at. And one of the things that I learned from Bill Walsh is if you want to become a big name speaker, you start a podcast. You write a book and you start a podcast. Your podcast is once a week for 10 minutes. And he had us repeat that. How often? Once a week. How long? 10 minutes. Now, traditionally, the Ericast has always been about 20 minutes, weekly and 20 minutes. And I don't know, I'm finding on my own commute that I am more likely, even though I have it's close to a half hour commute, but I'm more likely to listen to a 10 minute podcast than some of the longer ones. The longer ones are, you get halfway through and, maybe. So sometimes I just don't bother listening to them in the first place. Interesting. On the other hand, I am not trying to promote myself. I don't have a book. I don't have a speaking circuit. I just am who I am. So maybe 20 minutes is fine. I would love to know what you think on that. So I'm going to kind of split the difference. We'll bring it in for a land in here. I'll probably be, should be just shy of 15. 701-645-3742. Spelling out 701-645-ERIC. Do call, let me know how many rings and stuff it is too. As I check in, it tends to be kind of random. It's a Google Voice number. It's not as consistent as I was going to say reliable. It's reliable, but K7 was reliable. It's not as consistent as K7.net was. I missed that, but yeah, times change. So let me know. Let me know what you think of the show in general. Possible show topics. If you want to hear anything interesting, I'm more than happy to pontificate on one of those or something else entirely. I would just like to know what you think of the phone works or that voicemail process works okay for you. And what you've got planned for the summer. Because again, I'm looking at this stretch thinking, I was teasing Kendall a couple days ago. I said, fall's almost here. And if you don't know Minnesota weather, that's a horribly mean thing to say because we're just getting into some decent spring weather, let alone summer. But if I look at the schedule, it sure feels like it's going to fly by. So I would love to know what you're up to and what you think. And until next time, take care.
Thanks for listening to the Ericast from Ericast.com.
Visit us at www.ericast.com.